Rerun a full court press when it comes to these trending topics. Keep it short like Chris Paul or CB, get it popping. Common sense ain't common and neither is our opinions. Take a listen to our views to see if you vibe with them. Fresh up on the scene where you knew it was critics. Anything can happen, there's nothing that's off limits. Find out what the hottest tea is today. It's a social smackdown with Yay and Nay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. I'm Yay.
It's Nay.
I'm Ebony.
What's up, Ebony?
We haven't let us introduce you. She was just like,
right. I was about to be like, and our special guest today. Right. Like, you know.
Well, our special guest is our friend Eb. She our first guest. Shout out to her.
Shout out to me. I feel so honored. What did I do to you know, receive this type of honor?
I mean, you've been down since day one, you feel me?
Literally, bro. Y'all, Em was my first friend ever in Redford.
That's crazy.
Literally. Literally. I remember my first day at Hilbert. She was like, hey, I'm Ebony. I was like, hey, I'm like, hey. And we've been cool ever since then.
I met her on the elementary school playground, you know.
I'm screaming.
It's not a competition though, but I'm just saying.
Well, over 10 years later, you know, y'all get y'all some loyal friends, you know.
Period.
Loyal friends, period. Well, how are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Blessed.
Man, always.
So, are we going to get in this thing?
Yes.
Start the topics. I'm ready to talk.
Okay, first we got to, are we going to do our Define Your podcast tonight, or are we going to wait?
I feel like we should wait since we have a guest.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
No, don't want her to feel unwelcome. I'm going to do my little segment. I hope y'all chime in, because I know, like, Nay, you more into it than Ed, but y'all not really into sports like that. But don't make me, you know, have a one-way conversation. Y'all can try. That's
sure.
All I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Dang.
I'm going to
just be sitting here.
No, you can say, oh, okay.
Psych not. Okay, I do love sports. I'm not a sports watcher, but I really do love sports. Y'all know I love Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry is bae. You know,
Katie,
my favorite saying is, you know, when you serve God, he'll serve you. And that's what Steph be doing. That's why they be coming with the wins.
Okay. Brody got deep, Loki. Hold on. Hey. That was the deepest sports segment we'd have had. But first and foremost, Kawhi Leonard, he wants out. He want to leave the Spurs. He said he finished, he done, and he want to go to L.A.
Oh, I thought you were like, he was done with basketball. I was about to be like, what else he gonna do with his extra long fingers?
No, he tired of working. I don't know how you be tired of working with Papa. He like the best coach in the league. But that's, you know, that's a whole nother story. So, I guess y'all can answer this, hopefully. So, do y'all think if Kawhi went to the Lakers, that'd be a deciding factor for LeBron to go to the Lakers? Considering that's like one of his destinations he might go to.
I thought that was a joke. About LeBron going to LA?
No, his son has committed to a Los Angeles basketball school, a team in Los Angeles, in everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, they might mesh well together. Like, I haven't been in my sports lately, but he might possibly feel like there's some quote unquote help there. But
they got Rondo too. They low key, LA is low key nice. Like, they got a nice young team, but I think that, I don't know, that'd be nice. I feel like if Kawhi was the Lakers, I really feel like LeBron would really, like, take a serious look at them. Not they saying he not now, but I feel like he'd really be, you know.
You sure though? Because Kawhi is awfully close to Kyrie.
Bro, he said he wants to, like, he said he really want to work, play in LA. Why you laughing?
I'm just saying, like, those names are a little close, you know, he might start, you know, relapsing or something.
Uh-oh. I mean, Kyrie played for Boston, though.
I know. Never mind. Forget it. Okay. Just forget it.
I think LeBron might go if Kawhi go. Speaking of L.A., there's two players who, like, low-key beefing right now, and that is Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo Ball. I don't know if you knew that or y'all knew that. But my viewers, I'm sure y'all knew that because you know. Basically, it got so out of hand that a Lakers organization told them to stop publicly roasting each other. Like, what? Like, Lonzo is 20. Kuzma is 22. They both rookies. And basically, Kuzma made a whole diss track about Lonzo.
Wow.
One of the most memorable lines that, like...
You can make a diss track. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off. But you can make a diss track and you in sports?
Bro, they on
anybody
the same
can
team.
Make a diss track?
They on the same team. And basically, he was
they
like...
They rappers?
Yeah. They may never be rapping. KD made a song. LeBron... Well, they was playing, though. Lonzo called himself a rapper. Who was... But he was just like, we both taking shots. Only difference is you not hitting none. And, like, I started looking at, I started looking at, like, stats, being me. And, like, I know Kyle and Lonzo cool and all. And it's just, like, it's fake because they low-key cool. But he had facts when he said he ain't hitting no shots. Because Lonzo, he was playing, like, 34 minutes, only averaging 10 points.
Ooh.
And Kuzma, he was playing, like, 30 minutes, averaging 16 points. So... He had valid points. That was facts. Lonzo, get it together. I'm not a Lonzo fan because I don't like LaVar Ball at all. But like I said, that's a whole nother story too. I can talk 30 minutes about Lonzo. I mean, LaVar Ball. He just irritated for no reason. Moving on.
I mean, speaking of beef, what about that 6ix9ine and Chief Keef?
That's probably my transition. Look at you beating me to the punch. Right. So, if y'all don't know about the beef between 6ix9ine and Chief Keef, basically it started about a month ago because Chief Keef's cousin Tato, his cousin Tato, threatened to kill 6ix9ine, and it kind of just took off from there. And like, I think it's relevant to talk about now simply because I think on Wednesday, 6ix9ine took Chief Keef baby mama on a $75,000 Gucci shopping spree.
What?
Yeah, he took his baby mama on a shopping spree. And, like, that's petty. Like, what?
Wait, Chief Keef out of jail?
I think.
He's been out of jail.
Look, this is how much I don't keep up with none of these people.
But, like, how disrespectful y'all think it is? This, like, if you beef with somebody and you take their own thing out, like...
Okay, so one thing I have to say about that is, okay, it's petty, but at the end of the day, if Chief Keef not with his baby mama, why do it matter?
Right, exactly.
My thing is, for one, I don't care unless it's KK mama. Two. Two. It was that the one that he ended up with, like taken out. She wasn't the only one that he asked. Like he had messaged another one of his baby mamas, and like she was like, "Nah," like basically was like, "You got me messed up. Like I'm not stupid. I'm not about to mess with you. I'm still Keith's baby mama and all that. Like I'm still holding him down. You know." I'm like, she's smart. Like don't get involved.
And she got $75,000 worth of Gucci merchandise. I ain't mad at sis. To be honest, like, bro.
I mean,
that's how you get it.
But who is that?
Baby mama drama.
Who is that chick? I can't think of her name. But it was like one of the first videos that 6ix9ine had put out. And she was sitting right there. And she grabbed her dog and got up and left. when he threatened Chief Keef. She was like, oop, nope, time to go. I don't want no part. Like, bro. And then, did y'all see that video when he was supposedly on O-Block or whatever it's called?
Oh,
and talking about something, it's only 10 p.m. and ain't nobody out here. It's like, I hear the birds chirping, bro. It's early in the morning. Ain't nobody up. You thought you was out here threatening somebody. Ain't no way you outside in what, Chicago at 10 p.m. and there's nobody on the street.
Right.
Come on now. How stupid do you think I am?
It
won't
be all beef for clout. But speaking of beef, you know, Drake just said, forget Pusha. I'm going to take that L and get everybody back with a Degrassi reunion. Like, what? That's how you do it. Like, he put the...
No, that's just how you, that's just how you do it when you got an excellent PR team.
Man. That's the one thing I like about Drake. Drake is like a for sure businessman. Like,
I feel like that was the plot all along.
Bro, I ain't mad at him.
He didn't care about no beef, like, at all. He just was like, okay. And just went ahead to get some attention for the video.
Man, that I feel like that video was everything. Solely because we've been talking about the Grads reunion forever. Like, literally forever. And it's just, it was nice. I was kind of sad JT was in there. But I did do a little research. So I was curious why he wasn't on there. And basically he said he didn't partake in it because he thought it was a scam. Mm.
Oh. Whatever. But he's salty now.
Right, exactly.
Maybe he don't got a real manager.
Loki, I don't know how much they get paid to be in it. Because I know he, Drake, like not even Drake, like his team paid them to be in that video.
If so Drake probably me real was now, I wouldn't think that was a maybe I would have.
But do you think Drake personally Drake? Called them though?
So that's probably no. Why. That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. Like he must got a fake manager or like no certified manager because artists talk through managers. Like you know, they really got that. You call my people, I call your people type thing. So maybe JT just not famous no more for real.
But still, he took that was an L right there. I'm like, wow. He probably wanted a video like hurt. Like, damn, y'all was for real? Like, this was real.
I wonder was everybody like genuinely happy like to receive that call though? Like, not just because he's Drake, but like genuinely happy to see Aubrey Graham again.
Probably.
Like, okay, like we actually missed you, or instead of like, you know, oh, we're just here, you know, be back on the screen.
I think it probably was genuine. I mean, like they all grew up with each other,
right?
You know what I mean? And like I guess they all fairly doing well for themselves, whether they Drake or not. Like they must be like doing really well for themselves, so maybe it was like a nice reunion, just you know, pretty much like how it was with me and you and like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and my thing is somebody jealous. I think the best thing though, you can tell they all been minding their business because they all look good.
Like I was saying that, like most people who go away, they become back like be on crack, be looking bad, but they all look good. Like you would tell they all look the same, they aging gracefully. I'm like, yeah, it was great.
You know what? I'm thinking Hollywood is doing better with the self care thing though.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it though, you don't hear a lot of. You hear some, but not as much as like when we was growing up about celebrities like being on drugs or like overdosing on drugs and stuff like that. I don't know. You don't hear that as often anymore for real. So maybe they learning, I guess, or finding like some good outlet, some good counseling.
Something.
We did have one question from like one of our viewers. We had a lot. Like if we don't answer your questions today, I apologize. It will get answered. Like y'all is on our list, I swear. It's just it's a time and a place for everything. And it ain't a time, all right? One of the question we got was, to what extent of struggling would you as a woman have to go through in order to leave a relationship?
May you repeat the question, please?
Wow.
What extent
of struggling would you as a woman have to go through in order to consider leaving a relationship?
Huh.
That's a very broad question, man. I don't know. I guess I started because y'all are probably more deep than I am. Honestly, uh-huh. I'm a very patient person. Like, you can ask Naomi or ask anybody I'm close to. I deal with so much. Like, I swear I do. So it was like, it would take a lot for me to be like, all right. It just take a lot for me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have I have a high tolerance level, I guess. Unless you do something like, you know, completely unforgivable. But.
Well, I guess for me, I could say that it depends on, like, I agree with, like, a part of, like, what you said, you know, about, like, patience and stuff. But it's like everyone has long patience for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it all comes with timing. It all comes with growth. It all comes with also how much do you value yourself as a woman? Because I guess I could say like for me and just my experiences, the stuff that I used to tolerate like in the past, as I've grown as a woman and just as a person in general, I wouldn't tolerate that stuff like for not even a second. So you have to, I guess, like look at how you value yourself, and however high or low you value yourself as a woman, that's what you will allow for somebody else to treat you. So if you value yourself as this high royal, you know, queen that you are, then you're not just gonna let a peasant come into your territory. It just depends on like what you allow and how you feel about yourself as a person, but also what you know. A lot of people don't know when a relationship is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would say like the one thing that us women do, we think that being down and staying loyal to somebody after they emotionally, sometimes physically and mentally abuse us, you know, oh, we're down. But you're still allowing that person to continue to tear you down mentally, physically, and emotionally. And then you think that that's how love is, or that's what it is. But love is never supposed to hurt. So, yeah, it just depends on, like, how much you value yourself as a person in order for you to set standards and boundaries to what you allow people, to how you allow people to treat you. That's just my take on that.
Y'all can tell Ebony a writer, can't y'all? I told y'all she was gonna get deep. Like,
okay.
Got a whole freaking summary and freaking anything.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I understood the question a little bit differently.
Go ahead. Well, how would you
answer it? Yeah. Okay. Like, I guess the way that it sounded to me was like, what are like different processes or certain things that you may go through when you've already made up your mind that you're going to end the relationship? So like after you've already assessed your value and all that stuff that y'all said, I feel like when they ask about struggles, to me it's like, okay, how will this impact, you know, further endeavors? Like, okay, we've been together for such and such long. If I break up with them, like, how is that going to affect them mentally or emotionally? How is it going to affect me? Who all has our relationship impacted around us and to what extent, you know? And so it's just like, when you're considering ending the relationship, it's like all of those factors come into play. And I've done that where I was like, okay, I'm sick of this. I want out. You're getting on my nerves. This is very toxic. I can't deal with this anymore. But I literally had to consider the maturity level that the other party was at in order to be able to end the relationship. And I couldn't just do it. I was like, if it was up to me, well, it was up to me. Let me not even go there. But I made the decision that he wasn't going to be able to handle a breakup if I ended things. So I had talked to my parents and they was like, yeah, just like try to be suggestive to ending the relationship and hopefully he'll take the initiative and just end things. And what I did was I just started like basically being petty, and eventually the relationship ended on his terms, quote unquote. But
so may I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so as a person, I guess me processing like what you just said, it just sounds like you were willing to stay in a toxic relationship because you care about how the person felt. And I don't know if that's like, I don't know if I'm wording that correctly. Like, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I get what you're saying, but when I made the decision that I wanted out of the relationship, it was like maybe 2 months before we ended the relationship. I think I considered it a couple times where I was just like, I was like, I don't really know if this is going well. And I was like, all right, let me see. And then I was like, so I saw, and I was like, all right, I need to deuce out. So it was just like in the past couple months, I'm like, all right, let me just see if this is like, if it's going to change or anything, you know? And it didn't. So that's when I just like really just started pressing and pressing, like, all right, you got to do this. And I, if he didn't, I for sure would have ended it. I would have been like, all right, you know what? I tried to be, what is it? Sympathetic or empathetic, whichever one it is. But it's like, you know what? I can't stay here. So me staying in a toxic relationship, no, I would not have done that. I only did it to a certain extent because, yes, I did care. And I do often care too much about people's feelings. But it's just like, I just understood where he was at as a person, and I just knew it just would not blow over well. So I just was like, all right, until I can figure out a better way to do this, this is what I'm going to do right now. So that's kind of how that went.
My one advice about that, and I've actually, this is like something I literally just learned, because I'm not saying like what you did is wrong, but you also had, I guess I could say was different from like your situation versus possibly like what somebody else could be going through. Like, you already knew like it was done, and like you just emotionally like didn't want to be there anymore. So like, what about the women who maybe like they know they're in a toxic relationship and they are tired, but they don't have the strength or the willpower or haven't become I guess emotionally detached to where they're saying like, okay, yeah, I care about this person's feelings, but I care about myself more. You know what I'm saying? Because you have like so many different women who will stay in a toxic relationship because that's where they're comfortable at, or you know, they don't want to hurt the other person, or they're afraid of what's going to happen as a result of them taking that leap to being free from that toxic relationship, you know? So it's like, I guess every circumstance is different. I guess, like, you just, I guess you just, like, never know. I guess I would say, though, like, that people shouldn't feel dictated by other people's feelings. And that's not saying, like, you shouldn't take people's feelings into consideration. But if that person is continuously like bringing you down, and like you wake up every morning and you upset or you stressed out or you whatever it is, or you're going to bed every night upset, stressed out, and in some type of negative mood, like, why does that person feeling, you know, matter over yours when it seems like your feelings don't matter to them because they just keep doing it?
Right.
You know,
I'm very open and expressive. And it was, you know, communicated to this person, you know, how I was feeling, but they wanted to continue on. And I just was like, okay, well, whatever happens, that's on you, you know? So it's just like, of course, I can't go into like every single detail, but, yeah, definitely. You know, this was also my first encounter in this type of relationship. So I handled it the best way I could. But of course, I know for sure, like, future reference, I ain't putting up with it. But Maya, you've been, you know, silent, so you know.
I think the bottom line is just like, women are very stoic creatures. Like, that's universal thing. And I also think another thing that's universal, I guess, far as struggling, the thing that we all can like agree on, like the most common thing, when a female's like truly fed up, like completely fed up, there's nothing you can do about it. And like, that's at that point, that's when 99% of women leave, like, when we fed up. Because, like, you know when you fed up. And, like, everybody's situation is different. Like, what makes me want to leave somebody is different than what makes y'all want to leave somebody. But I feel like the common theme is being fed up. And that's the thing. Like, women clock out of relationships emotionally before they do physically.
Bro, while I was going to say that. I can't stand you.
While men clock out physically before they do emotionally. That's why when a female chooses in a relationship, more than half the time, a female will be good because we already deal with the process of breaking up before we actually break up. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you gotta say, like I said, emotionally we detach before we physically detach. But males, like, y'all physically detach before y'all emotionally detach. Like, I know so many males who, like, break up with females. And that's why more males and females come back or try to, you know, try it again. Because they never dealt with, you know, those emotions. And they left too early. But I guess to answer this question, to put all of our, you know, thoughts in perspective, it differs on an individual basis. And like I said, once someone failed up, that's when we leave relationships. Like, when we done. And when we emotionally done.
Done.
It's over done.
It's over and finished.
Yes. We would like to, like, if anything you want to talk about, we got any questions you want to ask, the floor is yours. Because me and Nate talk all the time. And
all
we
the
got
time.
Somebody different. So take over, please. Ask us stuff. Do, like, help us out. Help the viewers out.
I'm trying to think of some good questions. Wow. You just, like, put me on the spot like that.
I was about to say, don't, like, you did just kind of throw her out there.
I know.
I have been thinking of some stuff, but it's, like, such an overwhelming experience.
Being on the podcast?
No.
Oh.
Not necessarily. Just, like, you know. Like, thinking of a good topic.
Oh.
I do.
No, I had to, because I was like, wait, being on the podcast is overwhelming? Why?
Oh, no. Just, like, you know, I am a person who definitely loves to converse and have, like, dialogue and really good dialogue and conversations about things that are, like, real, that are happening. I don't know if y'all ain't noticed or not. I love to talk.
Yeah, we know.
Like, so. Oh, wow.
We all do low-key.
That's crazy. But anyway.
Wow.
I think I'm the most controlled.
When I said take the floor, she literally took the floor.
Well, I was like, okay. Yeah.
You know,
it's all love.
Dang,
it's
this
all
how y'all
love.
Treat y'all guests.
Yes, you're like one of us. Why not?
Well, we all go to church. You know what they say. The first time you visit, you a guest. After that, you family. After that first 5 minutes, you was family.
I was about to say, where did you say? I was like, where is she taking this?
I feel like it would be easier for me to answer questions than to come up with a question.
Girl, you can ask me why the sky is blue and when you get deep on it. Like, it don't gotta be nothing.
No.
Okay, really, the sky is not blue.
Oh my God.
The sky is
the sky is
it's a reflection of the water.
The sky is every color but blue.
Okay.
But the way that our brain works and the way that it retracts light.
Wait, science 101?
I'm for real. That's just like grass is not green, but because of the chloroplast and cytoplasm.
Okay, so
and mitochondria is the powerhouse itself.
So when I was taught that the sky is actually clear, but it only reflects blue of the ocean.
What? They were lying to me.
Lysosomes are the digestive center.
They're lying to me because I could have sworn Mr. Avery told me that.
Bro, Mr. Avery, we ain't gonna go on him.
But the ocean ain't blue either, so. Look, we're not gonna go into that because I had to go.
Hey,
I have to go like super,
major.
Super deep, you know.
Uh-oh.
So, I now don't have all my facts together, so. We just go.
About the facts, huh?
Just go.
Actually, the sky is not blue.
Right, she threw it out there and said,
the grass is not green either. The
chloroplast. We can't talk about it.
Okay, look, see, what y'all are not about to do is attack me.
The sky not blue, but we can't talk about it today.
I will hang up together on this podcast. I will end it off. Keep talking.
All these shots.
So, what's some other questions your viewers have?
The only ones I had, I actually won't like, you know, them be on the show. I mean, we can just do we might do it off the dome.
All right, bro. All right. So, all right, You want me to introduce it or what?
Go ahead.
Because, like,
idea.
All right. So we were sitting there and we were talking about, like, different pet peeves that we have that can just turn you off completely from a guy. Like, he can have everything checked off on your list, but it's just little things that he can do that it just make you just, like, ugh, like, why? And you just be, like, over and done with. So...
Oh, shit, I got a few off the top of my head.
The first one I thought of that we discussed earlier, I hate dirty fingernails. Like, that's the first thing I know. If your fingernail's dirty, bro, I would never talk to you ever again. I swear. That's no nasty to me. I need your nails to be clean. I need them to be cut, too. I need them to be, you know, trim and clean. That's the first thing.
Would you take him on Medi-Pedi dates with you?
Yes, girl.
I'm just saying, like, get his life together.
Oh, my cousin and his
I'm just saying, it's certain things you can have a quick solution to. Like, you can be like, maybe he don't know that his nails need to be clean. Like, I'm just saying, it's a rare.
If you just got out of work and you work like, oh, you know, one of them, like, you know, one of the jobs and you use your hands a lot, that's different. But if you just go out of the shower and I see dirt in your nails,
we okay, don't. All right. Cause, yeah, that's different. Because ain't no way you getting out the shower and your nails dirty.
But how you get out the shower and your nails still dirty? Cause...
Or like, I don't know, Mel. Or that's like, before we out on a date and your nails dirty, we done. That's, I can't.
Yeah. One of my, I can't stand loud chewers. Like, that's low key. Never mind.
That ain't even a male thing. That's an anybody thing. Right. Like,
no, I would true, but I'm never mind. I almost said something. We'll discuss that off.
I'm gonna be real. I don't want to throw my mama under the bus.
You ain't even had to mention her.
But like, I love my mama. Like, that's my baby. Like, that is my baby. But I hate the way she chews.
My mama swear up and down. Bro, she be right there with me. Like, when I be talking about other people chewing, I'm like, you're one of the ones. Like, what do you mean? Like, she.
I don't know what it is about my mama, but like, her chewing sound like she, like. I don't even know, but it's just so, oh my goodness. I just be like, Ma. But she probably said the same about me. So
I mean, like, with my mom, it's not all foods. Like, of course, everybody crunches kind of loud when they're eating crunchy food, like chips and such. But it's just like, oh my goodness. And then I hate how she chews gum. Like, I that might be another reason why I stopped carrying gum, because I used to always have gum. Now I just use mints. But I used to hate when she would ask me for a piece of gum.
Let go of the gum altogether.
For real, because she
throw the whole pack away.
Doing a little popping thing, and then a little. I'm like, Ma, if you don't. Like, I hate when people do that multiple gum pot roll thing with their teeth. Like, that doesn't get on my nerves. We supposed to be talking about dudes. You brought up your mom.
Okay, one of my pet peeves in a guy is, and I know this may have to deal with me, but I hate a guy who's a slow walker. Because let me tell you why I hate it, though. Okay, it makes perfect sense. I can't help that I walk fast, and I already don't think that I walk fast because. I feel like I slowed down tremendously. but I hate when I'm on a date and the guy just walking so slow behind. Okay, so look, let me tell you. If we walking down the street.
Every day when you're walking like, down the street.
And you may be like staggering and you a little behind me. Then that's okay because I feel protected, okay? Right.
Right.
But if we in a parking lot and we get out the car. And we are on our way into a restaurant.
The court.
And you walk behind me, I hit the door before you. It looks stupid because I'm going to automatically just naturally open the door because I'm already there. I don't want to wait on you to make it to the door. And so then it looks weird because you can't open the door for me because then I have to step back for you to open up the door. So, like, why can't you just, you taller than me too, so why you can't just.
Strive. Like,
overstep a little bit so that you can keep up
it's
with me.
It's still no leg.
So that when you open the door, you can already be at the door while I'm there, and then you can open the door for me. That probably is a my problem thing, but I've noticed it with a lot of guys who I go on dates with. Like, I hit the door before them, and I even purposely try to slow down
when I see that I hit the door, like that I'm about to hit the door before them, but it still don't work. So I don't know, like, and I be trying to let guys be gentlemen, you know? So then I'm starting this thing where, like, if I hit the door before them, I just stand there.
I do that all the time. You gotta throw the hand on the hip.
I stand there and just wait. Like, I stand there and wait. And another pet peeve is, I don't like when guys don't open the door for me in the car door if we're on a date. Because I guess, like, if I'm on a date with a guy, I want to see how much of a gentleman, like, they really are. So, like, opening the door to somewhere, like, that's cool because, you know, duh. But, like, maybe I don't want to touch a car door either. I sound real bougie, but I'm really not bougie, y'all, for real. I'm, like, the most humblest person. But I just, like, I don't know. I guess for me, like, I would want my husband, whoever my husband is going to be. And I told my mama this the other day. I was like, when I get married, I'm never driving again. Anytime that my husband is with me, like, I'm not driving because you're driving. Because I just feel like, that's your job.
At first, I was going to say you irritated for waiting for the car door. Like, when we walk into the car together, I'd be like, all right. But if I'm inside and got to wait for you to walk around, I'd be irritated. But at the same time, I had just thought about it. It's like, you know what? You do need to walk around the car and come open my door because you need to do a perimeter check and make sure it's safe for me to get out. So,
you know, like, but honestly, it's a lot of things. And I guess, excuse me, like, growing up, and, like, I grew up doing a lot of, like, not a lot of masculine things. I take that back. But I grew up doing a lot of things, like, that I guess a male should do. I grew up kind of doing it on my own. So, like, for me, it's not weird for me to just take the trash out. Because growing up, me and my brother just always took turns taking the trash out. But I guess, like, certain things have, like, been instilled in me. So I won't ask a guy to do it, or I won't, like, initiate a guy to do it. And I think, like, that's where, like, the whole door thing came from. I would just walk to the door and open it. And so then, like, if a guy be like, don't touch the door, I would be like so caught off guard, like, wow, he told me not to touch the door. Like,
that's when I get petty. I was like, well, you said don't touch the door, and then they get, I said don't touch the door. I'm like, ooh.
Like, okay, I won't touch the door. Like, fine, I'll never touch another door. Okay, that's fine. But I also think, like, too, it's just it's a chivalry thing. Like, I really, one time I, like, seen this old couple. I mean, like, old, okay? Like, probably 80 or 90, okay? And they literally, like, the husband still opened the door for his wife, like, the car door, and waited till she got in. And closed the door, and then he got in the car. And I thought about it, and I was like, dang. Like, wow. Which is crazy, because that shouldn't be, like, a dang moment. That should be something that should be, like, you know, natural. Granted, my dad has always opened car doors for me, but I think it's, like, so different. Like, when you're, like, I'm for real, he has.
I'm not real, but yeah, bro.
I just think it's so different, like, when you're dating. And, like, I feel like a lot of women, like, just become so, what's the word? They just be, like, over-empowering themselves. Like, it's okay to let a man treat you like a lady. It's okay to be a lady. Like, it's okay to have standards. It's okay to not want to touch a car door.
They're too independent.
Yeah, like, we just become too overly independent. And I think that's what I learned, like, that was my problem. I was just like, you know, when a guy asked me to take the trash, I used to be just so shocked. And I used to think to myself, like, why am I shocked? Like, that's what he should do. Like, what?
You got to do the test. Like, well, I still live with my parents. So, it's like, with the whole trash thing, it's like, it's been a couple, well, not a couple guys. Well, yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was,
honey, one, I was
my, one was my best friend, and then another one was a dude I was dating. And what I did was, I left the trash by the door. And, like, I was going to take it out. But I also was just like, okay, let me see if he even offered to take it out or just, like, take it out. I ain't say nothing. Trash already in the trash can. I'm like, okay, okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, girl, I be testing like a mug, okay? Look, on dates, I definitely test. I test like a mug. I test every little thing, and I be so observant. Like, I did that one time, like, a dude came, took me on a date or whatever, and he came to, like, drop something off at my house, and the trash was by the door. Now, mind you, he didn't make this trash. I didn't really make this trash either. But he literally was like, you want me to take that out?
Oh, like, okay. yes, go ahead.
Sure, go ahead, take the trash out. Like, you ain't gotta tell me twice, because I'm not gonna tell you no, period. Like, okay. So, yeah, I definitely get the test thing. But I don't want guys to feel like they always on, like, a test date with me. But I definitely be looking for certain things to, like, you know,
take notes.
I be looking for certain things. I don't mind, like, if I'm on a date and, like, somebody paying for me or whatever. Well, because that is a date, I guess. So, like, if you put in a bill, I don't mind tipping. Like, I don't mind, like, doing the tipping part. Because I just feel like, you know, it be struggling times out here. And I just feel like, dang, okay, if he paying for everything, you know, taking a girl out is expensive. Like, that's like an easy $50, $60 coming easy. Out on the date.
All right, because I like to eat, so easy.
We're gonna do one more turn off, because we low-key already at like 40 minutes.
We are. Like, that's why.
People be, you know, explaining it in this.
I ain't never love come back on here, Blair.
All right, we'll do one more. 30 seconds or less. My next one would be dirty shoes. Dirty shoes is that's a turn off. Go ahead, May.
Mine is, if dude ride with me, I need gas. We go to the gas station, and he offered to pump my gas, but he don't actually pump it. He just put the little clip thing on. I could have did that, okay? I actually pump my gas. So if you want to just put the clip thing on, you can stand outside the car and stand guard while I pump my gas. I don't have time. That is a huge pet peeve of mine. Like, I can't stand that. Don't put the clip on. I can do that. You're irritated so.
Did somebody do that?
Huh?
Somebody did that?
A lot of people. Not a lot of people, but I just can't. Don't do that in my car. You can do whatever you want in your car, but don't do that when you with me. Like, just don't.
I'm screaming.
Okay, 30 seconds or less.
Mine is a over-texter. What you doing?
Bro.
Yes.
Speaking of texting, I can't stand. I think this is universal when dudes only respond to one part of your text. I asked two questions.
That's another topic for another day.
I like to do that, so I can't even comment on it. I do that sometimes.
Goodbye. We're signing off.
I do. I'm just being honest. But, all right. I'm going to do a little promo for Eb, because she didn't promote herself. She could have. Buy a body spray from Nay. Throw your cash out there.
You should say Nay from Nay. Is.
I said Eb.
You said Nay.
All right. Rewind. Do a promo for Eb. She's selling body scrubs for $5.
Got my feet soft
out there.
Feet soft.
Yeah, I make body scrubs. They are natural. I'm selling them for $5 right now. Hit me up if you want some body scrubs. Yeah, thank y'all for having me on y'all podcast.
Thanks for being on it.
Sorry for over talking.
You have so much content. It's great. No, it's great. We're gonna have you again.
We're just gonna take you through a what is it called?
A training.
Yeah. I can't. That's not the word, but sure.
They about to put me in a training.
I mean, it was your first time. You didn't do too bad, you know. It's okay.
It's cool.
We enjoyed you, so it's not like you was boring us or nothing. So.
Exactly. It was good, you know, good conversation. Right. It's low-key with them, because I feel like we were just, like, on the phone. It didn't feel like we was recording a podcast.
And that's the thing. We got to remember that we're recording a podcast, and we're almost at 45 minutes. And if you're still listening to this, I rocks with you.
Bro, you a real one. Like I said in the last podcast, send us ideas. We're going to actually talk about ideas. I swear.
We gonna get to them for real. I don't want to say promise, because, like, if I don't, then y'all gonna be like, you promise. But
it's on our queue.
For real. Because we appreciate y'all being interactive and whatnot.
But we'll be back. Soon. I think we gonna try to do Fridays. But I think me and Nay are on that general consistency. It's just like me and her about to start, like, working, like, heavy. And, like, I don't know how, like, our schedule's gonna be. But we're going to try to do Fridays. So I think that's just a good way how to end the week and all that. We're going to still do our Freestyle Fridays one of these Fridays.
Okay.
We're going to have Ab sing a, you know, sing a little melody on it. She's a singer too, y'all. Megan's a singer too. I'm not, but that's their forte. But I'm done talking. They done talking. We done. Thanks for listening.
Watch.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.